That's Otis Clay and Trying to Live My Life Without You, the late, great Otis Clay, who passed away. It's been a hard start to the year, and we've lost quite a few great musicians and singers and across genres, and I see a man close to tears here, Johnny Hart, who joins me for the business news at this time. Literally reduced almost to tears at the news of David Bowie.
Definitely.
You're a big Bowie fan.
Big Bowie fan, and I don't think I felt this way about anybody who I didn't know since John Lennon died, and that's a long, long time ago, way back in 1980. I did meet Bowie many years ago in 1983, but you do feel that we've lost, you know, our greatest living Englishman, and it's a tough one to take.
We are joined in the studio by the great Arturo O'Farrell, who leads his Afro-Latin jazz orchestra to Ronnie Swell. The quintet, is it tonight?
It's the quintet. The orchestra, they played Birdland last night without me.
Now then, Johnny, you're going to be impressed by this because, welcome Arturo, it's great to have you here.
It's
and we'll
pleasure
get to
be here.
Playing some music from your new album, but your father is a great legendary Afro Latin jazz band leader, and he did some work with David Bowie, right?
Yes, he worked on the Black Tie White Noise album and did horn arrangements with Nile Rodgers, who produced that record for David Bowie. And I had the privilege of meeting David Bowie. I think it's amazing to be here today on this incredibly heartbreaking day. Yeah. This is truly one of the greatest Englishmen that has ever walked the earth.
Just briefly, how would you describe him as a musician? He's beyond any genre, really, isn't he? He's a musician and an artist that reinvented himself over and over again on purpose, really, as if to, you know, press the reset button and come with something new, a bit like Miles Davis would have done.
Yeah, well, I like that. I like the fact that he challenged himself, and I was particularly drawn to this idea that he called what he did plastic soul, because I think that it was really kind of a strange thing to say, and if you look at it on the surface, you don't really understand how profound that is, because in a way the soul that he really came out with, a lot of soul. He was a soulful man. It was a lot of blues, a lot of elements of soul in his music, so I think he was being quite coy.
We're going to get to playing some blues Wow and Co in just a moment from Arturo, but we digress a little because this is the important feature of the business news here. Tomorrow morning, Michael Wilson returns with the business breakfast, an outlook on the day's business day ahead and the markets. Johnny Hart has the latest.
Yes, good afternoon once again. Asda is going to spend a further £500 million cutting prices to win back some of the ground it lost to its rivals in 2015. The supermarket's chief executive says radical action is needed to win over customers who've turned to discount brands like Aldi and Lidl. Clothing and footwear suffered a slight dip in sales in December, according to Visa's consumer index. Overall, though, spending was strong, with online retailers the clear winners. Taylor Wimpey says it built more homes in 2015 than at any other point during the last 6 years. The firm also says the recovery in the housing market has helped it build up a record order book. And finally, almost 75 million passengers used Heathrow Airport last year. That's a new record. It's an increase of 2.2%, driven by emerging markets to China, Latin America and the Middle East. And that is the latest.
Don't be sad, Johnny Hart. I'm about to fill your soul with joy with the music of Arturo O'Farrell.
Direct from the city with CMC Markets,
a leader in online financial trading.
For more business news, go to jazzfm.com. The world's greatest jazz, blues and soul from the world's greatest artists.
You're listening
to Jazz FM.
Walla walla wee, ele ele ele. Walla walla wa.
We know.
Anoche estaba durmiendo y de pronto desperté. Serían las tres, serían las dos. Era que estaba escuchando un blues guaguancó. No hay cosa que más me guste que un bonito guaguancó. Pero si es blues, es mucho mejor, porque tiene la cadencia que me gusta a mí. Tuve rumbero, solo para muy mi amarado. Si para la cololo, para punchubila, para de papá, si, sanaba un cololo, sanabaria, para mawini, para cochiri, para cumolo, para piri, pipi. Solo para la mano, para cochiri, pipi, 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 para
para potio no popolo popipa cidi bravo bash cidi para.
Oye, rumbero bueno, la cadencia que me gusta a mí, como llama Guiro, la cadencia que me gusta, o sea, qué bonito es Blue con guaguancó, así decía mi china cosa buena, en el año 32.
Qué bonito es Blue con guaguancó.
Oye, si no sabes, no te metas rumbero, porque te sale mejor.
Qué bonito es Blue con guaguancó.
Como llama el mambo, libre mambo cha.
Here I sit in my current profession as radio presenter, but in my fantasy life, I travel the world as a conguero and timbale player with a Latin jazz band, but I can just dream. But with me is a man who made that particular record there, Cuba. The Conversation Continues, the new album from Arturo O'Farrell, Latin jazz band leader and musician pianist. And well done on having a Grammy nomination for that, Arturo. It's great recognition, right?
I'm happy about it because it's a challenging record. And you think of Grammys, you think of commercial success, but this is actually pushing the envelope for a lot of people. So
yeah.
I'm doubly thrilled. In fact, we have two Grammy nominations. We have one which is outside of the Latin jazz ghetto, as Best Large Jazz Ensemble, and we also have one that is for Best Original Composition. And so I love challenging myself and others, and that's what I do, and I'm happy to be present.
Bobby Carcassés, is that his name? He's the vocalist on there, and he's a Cuban musician, and well, beyond that, tell me a bit more about him.
Bobby Carcassés is considered one of the founding fathers of modern Afro-Cuban jazz, but more than that, he's one of the pioneers and the lights, the guiding lights of Cuban jazz, because there's a difference. People think Afro-Cuban jazz and jazz. They're really, really different.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's a straight-ahead jazz scene in Cuba. There are young people who are experimenting with all kinds of things that have nothing to do with congas and timbales and maracas. And there are all kinds of people who are also mixing jazz with congas and timbales and maracas. And one of the real bebopsters was Bobby Carcassez, who still, as you can tell, in fact, what's interesting about that cut, what I love about that cut, is that it's basically scat singing. But he's scat singing using Afro-Cuban, Yoruban terminologies. The sounds and the syllables he's using are straight out of the way that they teach how to play conga. And so it's a real, like, to me, it's an incredible mixture of what happens when jazz and Cuba crash into one another and really, 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 in, you know, become intermeshed.
Wawanko, the blues Wawanko is the title. Tell me about that. That's a particular rhythm, isn't it, Wawanko?
Wawanko is generally thought of as a fast 3-2 with a displaced fourth beat, so that it sounds like this. Bop, 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 bop. Most times when you play 3-2, it's bop, 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 bop. I don't know if you can hear the difference, but there's a slight delay on the third one. It's bop, 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 bop. So that's a Wawanko. And it's a really normally a very fast rhythm that is played in a folkloric setting.
Let's play some more in just a moment from your album. We're looking forward to two nights at Ronnie Scott's.
Yeah.
You know, this iconic jazz club. Here you are with your quintet. I know that it's logistically a huge thing to carry an orchestra around with you, which is a shame, really, because we'd have loved to have seen the orchestra. How does the music that you're playing from your albums differ within the quintet against the big bands?
Well, I think it's really a different animal. And I'm thrilled because in the big band, I try to shine the spotlight on other soloists, but I get to play a lot more solos and a lot more piano and be a lot more front and center in the quintet.
Yeah.
This musicians that are with us in the quintet are from the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, and they're fabulous. They're virtuosos, they're leaders, and they're multilingual musicians that are equally adept in Latin jazz, hip hop, reggaeton, whatever it is. I mean, these cats are ready to deal, and it's, I couldn't love these people anymore.
We've got Latin jazz royalty up in here, SFM. Arturo O'Farrell, we're gonna talk about your dad a bit more and play some more from this beautiful new album in just a moment on Jazz FM.
What makes a great January sale?
50% off?
You can do better than that.
70% off?
Come on, push the boat out.
100% off?
Bingo! It's TalkTalk's 100% off fibre broadband sale, which means exactly what it says. Get totally unlimited TalkTalk fibre broadband, 5 times the speed of normal broadband, free for 12 months. All you pay is $17.70 line rental. And you'll get our new super router. The offer's available to new and existing customers. So visit talktalk.co.uk now. 18-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £10.
At godaddy.co.uk, we help business owners like you.
Take the next step and get online with domains, websites, the full Monty.
And we help you at every turn with award-winning customer support.
Give us a go.
Right now, GoDaddy is offering a domain, website and a business email all for the equivalent of £1.20 per month
with unlimited customer support.
So get online with a domain, website and business email for just £1.20 per month.
Only at godaddy.co.uk.
Annual plan required. First year price, £14.51. See website for details.
The following was recorded live. Leeds Cancer Centre.
There's no sign that this cancer had tried to spread. And it's good news.
Okay? Yes. I can't grumble with what you've done for me. It's been absolutely
Thank you.
Brilliant.
It's kind.
No, you're not.
You can have a tea, John.
You what?
You can have a tea. We've all had a bit of a tea.
Cancer is happening right now. You can help right now. Search Cancer Research UK. Let's beat cancer sooner.
Jazzwise magazine's bumper December-January double issue is out now with the legendary organist Larry Young on the cover. A free CD by guitarists Pete Oxley and Nicholas Meyer features on Kamasi Washington, Brian Auger and Georgia Mancio. The album of the year results and the UK's biggest jazz reviews and news section. Get Jazzwise from leading branches of WH Smith, Tesco, FOB, Jazz Specialists and all good news agents. Or save money and get a free CD by subscribing at Jazzwise Magazine. magazine.com or free phone 0800 137 201. And don't forget to download the Jazzwise app from the iTunes store now. Jazzwise, more jazz than you'll ever hear.
Missed your favourite Jazz FM show? Catch up on any of our programmes for up to 7 days. Click the radio player at jazzfm.com.
This is Jazz FM with the latest traffic and travel news hourly throughout the day.
New year, new Slim Fast challenge. Let's get on it. January goal setters, new year resolution makers, last minute sun seekers. 2016 is ours. Join me, Kimberly Walsh, and take the Slim Fast challenge this January. Give it a go and see what you can achieve. Download the Slim Fast challenge app now. It's simple, doable, and works for me.
The Slim Fast plan is a calorie controlled diet. Substituting two daily meals of an energy restricted diet with meal replacements contributes to weight loss. Individual results will vary. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds per week.
Jazz FM. Listen in colour.
Whoa, Brother Saint, where you headed? The job again. The job again. Whoa, Brother Saint, where you going? To work again. To work again.
Second Lena Soka from Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro Latin Jazz Orchestra. Cuba, the conversation continues. And Arturo, you really took us on a little journey in that one, all around the Caribbean, down to New Orleans. And you've got lots of different rhythms going on in that one.
We actually visit the Trinidad Soka, Calypso. We have a lot of different rhythms. It's all part of the same mess.
Yeah.
Let's face it, the whole Antilles, the whole Caribbean, it's a big, huge glob of incredible African diasporic brilliance. So it all just kind of comes in. It's all part. In fact, it's really funny to go to Cuba. I went to Cuba and spent some time in the middle of the island in the woods with some folks from Haiti and, you know, really playing that music. And so it's a...
Yeah, well, you've got the New Orleans sound in there, and it must have been great for you to sit back and watch those flights take off from New Orleans and go off to Cuba for the first time in, I don't know, out forever, like 60 years or 50 years or something, with the relaxation of the relationship between America and Cuba. Although you'd recorded this album in Cuba, was it that's before President Obama announced the change?
No, we were in Cuba rehearsing with Malpaso, the dance company that I collaborate with down there. When the announcements were made, the day after a party at the intersection, the day before our gig at the Plaza Jazz Festival, and 2 days before we began to record this record. So the electricity of that announcement was in everybody's, it was buzzing. It was just, I mean, the music was, every single note was imbued with the sense of historicity. Besides that, also just the pure joy and sheer emotion of, I mean, I had to be in charge of a lot of people down there. So it was a little hard for me to show emotion, but it was powerful. I mean, for me personally, it was really powerful to be there when that happened.
And a timely relevance to what you were doing as well. Cuba, the conversation continues. I mean, there's a purpose and a message in that music, isn't there?
There's a larger purpose to this record. The purpose is really to engage the jazz world in a frank and honest discussion about the roots of our music. The roots of our music are far and wide. They really do come from Africa. They really do filter through Latin America. And what we as Americans have co-opted as jazz is really something that is far larger. And I think it behooves us as musicians and artists to embrace our roots and really understand where it came from. That is the way that we understand where we're going. When you listen to great modern musicians like Rudresh Mahanthapa, for instance, you really understand that he understands that the roots are from far and wide. And that's the only way you can really take the music into the future.
He really blazes on your album, on his horn, Rudresh, a really much respected musician of Asian descent, of Indian descent. Well, we call it Asian here, obviously. Tell me about some of the elements that have gone into this album. When you got back to New York, you sort of did some post-production and stuff and put a little Brooklyn in there, right?
Well, I didn't have the opportunity to record any of the piano tracks in Havana because I was so busy conducting and running the session and producing the tracks. So I put almost all of the piano with the exception of two tracks, one which was played by Alexis Bosch and the other one I actually managed to play piano on Vaca Frita, but I mostly spent time behind the conductor's podium. And so when I got to Brooklyn, we put the piano tracks down. Then we also put the turntable on Vaca Frita with the great Jason Kibler, otherwise known as DJ Logic. And, plus, of course, assembling. We recorded 3 days, grueling days. Days that began at like 10 o'clock in the morning, ended well past 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And so there were hours and hours and hours of tracks to listen to sift through, to pick best takes. And, I mean, it was really a huge undertaking to put this record together.
You've been profoundly influenced by the music of your father, Chico, of course, and he played with some greats. Do you have any particularly cherished memories of, you know, his time as a musician, as a band leader, some of the characters that you got introduced to or made an impression on you? He played with Dizzy, right? Dizzy Gillespie? And
he did. He wrote a lot of records for Dizzy Gillespie and worked with him a lot. He worked with a lot of people. He worked with Count Basie. I remember Count Basie because when I was a kid is when I first met Count Basie. And, you know, most six-year-olds, when they meet older adults, are really not treated with a lot of interest, but Count Basie used to just laugh at me and my sister. He would look at us and giggle, and we couldn't figure out what was so funny, but he was very nice. I mean, there were parties in my house with John Hendricks, Jerry Mulligan, Dizzy Gillespie. We had all kinds of crazy. We didn't know what was going on in the other. We knew they were smoking jazz cigarettes. That we knew. But it was just beautiful because, you know what, at the end of the day, it wasn't so much my father's music that influenced me as it was his choices as a human being. And his choices as a human being were to push the envelope, to push the art, to create, to constantly be about the business of progressing this music that we love so much. And I think that is, you know, that's the prototype. That's the archetype of what a jazz musician should be. It's great to replicate. It's great to pay tribute to the past. But I think it's also really much more important to continually progress the music. And that was my father's thing. He never wrote the same thing twice.
You definitely are a chip off the old block then, that's for sure, as they say. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Arturo.
Tomorrow,
Ronnie Scott's unmissable Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Quintet, Ronnie's, in the heart of London. And a new album coming in March, I believe, right? Another one.
We have the Boss Level Septet coming out with Boss Level, and that's on Zoho Music, and it's a really cool record. It's a record that features my sons, Zachary and Adam, on drums and trumpet, and it's just really fun record. It's unlike anything people have ever heard me put out. It's all crazy, creative, bold music.
I shall be there tomorrow at Ronnie Scott's. I'll be dragging my boy along to that to give him some exposure to some real goodness. And we thank you for coming by, Arturo.
What a privilege. Thank you, Chris.
From Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro Latin Jazz Orchestra from their previous album, The Offense of the Drums. See him at Ronnie Scott's tonight and tomorrow. Mark Walker next.